I got quite a bit of texts. Some people, you know, who just know my story, who know what I've been through, just saying congrats and keep working hard. It meant a lot, you know. It all comes together, you know. You just keep working hard, put yourself in a great position. When your number's called, you go out there and execute. You know what? I didn't watch myself all that much. I think every time I try to turn to it, I just missed it. So never coming back around with it. It was cool, you know. It was cool to get out there and get a positive gain early and then often. Simply put, you know, I had a pretty good senior year at Notre Dame. Tore my ACL in my final senior game on senior day. Rehab for an entire year with the Miami Dolphins. Was cut after camp. Went to the Baltimore Ravens practice squad. Was there for an entire year. And now I'm here. You know, back in the day, I called myself a funny guy, so did a little stand-up.
And?
I was pretty successful at it, you know, here and there. Boot off the stage a few times. No, I'm a different player on the field. There's not a whole lot of room for laughing and comedy, especially when I'm on the field, but maybe on the sideline a few times. Yeah, it does. You know, man, I was just excited to get out there, get some stuff going. You know, a lot of things were working, and we came out with a victory. Man, I'd probably say high school, maybe. I don't think I've ever had a game where I had 38 carries. And going into the game, I didn't think I would get 38 carries. So they prepared us well, and all week, coach was talking about, you know, getting my conditioning up, doing all the extra things I can do to, you know, get in the mindset to where if I have to carry it a bunch of times, I'm ready for it. So it was a good thing that he said that. Yeah, you know, just like all these guys in this locker room and all the coaches and everybody who's part of this organization, we're really taking it week by week. We know how critical each game is. Every game becomes bigger and bigger. You know, last week, you know, or yesterday against Indy, that was our biggest game of the year. And this week against Detroit, that's our biggest game of the year. So taking it week by week, trying to be consistent. We got a tough challenge in front of us. They do a lot of things well. At linebacker, they're athletic, and obviously start up front, so offense is going to have a lot to prepare for.
Next week, right?
Wouldn't surprise me at all. We have a lot of weapons on this team, and when we got something going, we want to keep that going. You never know. You know, Coach McDaniels talked about it this morning. You know, Tim didn't play a whole lot, but he had big plays when he did. You know, Shane didn't play a whole lot in the run game. And I think the week before in Denver, you know, he might have had 60 plays, and I might have had 20. And it was reversed this week. So you just never know. You got to prepare the same way you do every week. When your number's called, yeah, you got to execute and do your job. Yeah, I think our tempo was hurting them a little bit. And I also think, you know, the offensive line, they did a good job controlling the line, controlling the line of scrimmage the entire game. And when they do that the entire game, it doesn't really matter much, you know, what the secondary's doing. They're going to see a whole lot of me. So I think it did wear them down, but, you know, it started with the guys up front. They wore that D-line down first, and the rest just followed. Yeah, you know, I think a lot of it has to do, man, they just stayed the course. You know, guys were banged up. They were in and out of positions. I think a lot of it was just, you know, learning technique here and there, gelling together as a group. And also, you know, a lot of it has to do with our coaches. They're not going to change a whole lot. You know, they don't want to keep confusing guys. They want to, you know, keep the same thing we got going and try to get the guys that know it at their best and do their best when they're given the opportunity. You know, surprisingly, I feel great. I actually just did some extra conditioning. I'm feeling good. Ready for a big week against Detroit, man. It's going to be a big game, our biggest game of the year. I'm excited for the challenge.
I was a Lions fan as a kid. Barry Sanders more than Lions, but I grew up in Pontiac, which is Pontiac Silverdome, where I used to play. I used to see him all the time, and so I did grow up as a Lions fan. It's kind of funny now I get to finally play against them. All through my childhood, I went to games. I was always in the nosebleeds, but I was glad to be there.